The past year has been one of remembrance and reflection, and yet for many people, life has slowly returned to normal. Morning Edition asked people from several places across the country to consider how their world has changed.
My name is Tim Otis. I'm from the Rosebud Reservation. I live here in Rapid City, South Dakota. I think one thing that we need to do is to keep telling people about what happened so that they won't forget. We need to make changes in our life to survive and to grow together as a community. That's the important thing, is to keep these things remembered.
I'm Arlene Pope, and I'm from Raleigh, North Carolina. I'll never forget September 11th, never. And it will always be etched in my mind as a pride in my country, a pride in my faith, a pride in my fellow man that will never diminish.
Christine Stroud, and I'm from Oakland. We can't expect ourselves to be insulated from dangers of terrorism. But I think we need to look beyond the terrorism. Like, why are they doing it? What's the history that's led up to that? So I think it is. I think it'll be a lasting impression, and just monitoring a little more closely how our government would respond to something like that.
Ben Parks from San Francisco. I think I've become a little bit more conservative and think that there are issues in this country that need to be addressed, dealing with things like immigration and what role we do play as far as how we impact other countries.
My name is Paramjeet Singh. I was born in India. I have learned one more thing which I didn't realize before, is to educate my fellow Americans that who we are, what do we believe in, and we are the most peace-loving people on earth. And now I'm going and I'm trying to teach people and who we are and what we believe in.
My name is Kalyani Hans, and I'm 9, and I live in Raleigh, North Carolina. For one thing, I was kind of mad because now we are bombing them. They only did one bomb to us, and now we are doing many bombs to them, and they are dying more than we are. And so I just got really mad because it seemed unfair. I mean, they're normal people just like us. Before September 11th, I just thought this country was just a country. It's just sitting there like all the rest of them. After September 11th, I started learning a little more about the history, and all these wars happened here, and it's not so good. And then September 11th just added to that.
Brian Williams, Oakland. I'd say I'm a lot more cautious about boarding planes and public transportation. I appreciate the day-to-day simple activities that I used to take for granted. And, you know, I'm continually cautious and aware of everything and the people around me.
I'm Susan Brownstein, and I work at the Rapid City Public Library. Well, I think that the largest change for me has been that I feel like the establishment of Homeland Security is more of a danger to me as a United States citizen than terrorism ever will be. I think that we need to be more aware of protecting our freedoms and not taking them for granted. You know, that I hope that people in America will really think about what kind of world they want to live in and fight and protest if they feel that their rights are being taken away.
Darren Greenwald, and I'm from San Francisco. I'm probably much more paranoid than I used to be. I realize that the United States isn't as impervious as I think a lot of us thought we were. I think my opinion on the government's changed quite a bit, because I thought for sure that this would sort of start a change in U.S. foreign policy, and that's absolutely not happened. And I find that pretty sad.
Marcia Nobach, and Oakland, California. You know, a terrorist attack, you just don't know when it's going to come. And if you live your life in fear, then you really shortchange yourself. And you could be hit by a car tomorrow. So I have traveled on planes, and so far, you know, I try to be as normal as I can. But there's a definite change in the country.
Voices from across the country reflecting on the anniversary of the terrorist attacks.